it's completely unpredictable, and sometimes you don't know until you walk in the door. Sometimes I'll come in and it'll be like tonight and it's actually quite relaxed, and sometimes you'll come in, you'll walk into the prep room and there's maybe a patient on the floor that's on oxygen, there are swabs with blood on them on the floor from something that's had a road traffic accident, people are running around. And you know, they're just there kind of going, oh no, I'm so glad you're here, and you just get swept into it straight away, and it can be crazy all through the night. You know, sometimes it's just non-stop, it's very unpredictable, but I actually quite like the sort of not knowing. It makes it a bit more exciting.
The night before my visit, Maddie, an 8-year-old border collie cross, was rushed in for emergency treatment.
She was being very sick and she was very uncomfortable on her tummy. And unfortunately, when we got in there surgically, she seemed to have a tumour in her intestine. But luckily, we were able to remove it. We've taken out all of the abnormal tissue and we've repaired her intestine. And we're just hoping that she's going to make a good recovery. So she's doing really well at the moment.
At midnight, with many of the animals in a stable condition, it was time for a tea break with the night shift, and we started discussing common names for pets.
You've got kind of old favourites that tend to be Molly, and then you get some absolutely crazy ones. I had a patient in called Biscuit Head a few months ago, which was named by a child. Right, so it's 2 o'clock now. We're just going to go through and do our checks on our inpatients. Oh, no. Looks like diarrhoea to me. We're just checking, honey. It looks like she's had a bit of diarrhoea. It's not really very surprising. That's why she was admitted to hospital. So we're just going to go in and get her cleaned up. So Marmaduke, he's our little cat with the fractured back leg. He's in with us waiting for his orthopaedic surgery tomorrow to fix his fracture. Hey, Bobbit. What have you done, Trouble? Oh, dear. We're going to need to get Auntie Sarah in because you have chewed your drip line out. We're going to need to take that off and replace it and put a new line on. Yes, I know. I know. Yes, I know. Come on. Shouldn't have chewed it out if you didn't want this business. Right. Back you go.
Come on then.
Night, night, mister. Can you have a sleep before your surgery? I've put pain relief up a little bit more, higher rate, because she did seem a bit uncomfortable. I've tried to contact her owners again just to give them an update and discuss her ongoing treatment, but unfortunately they're still not answering their phone. We are going to need to contact them before we can go ahead with an anaesthetic, which she will need eventually to actually address the wounds that she's got, and try and examine them a little better and get them flushed out and sutured as needed.
I asked Claire about the difficult subject of death, especially if an animal had to be put down.
It's not the nicest part to talk about, and it's not certainly not the nicest part of the job, but, you know, obviously sometimes you do have animals where the kindest thing is to let them go. When you've been in practice for a while as well, you do get more used to dealing with it and, you know, trying to be as empathetic as you can with people without, you know, letting it upset you too much, because otherwise if you were taking that on every day, it really would start to get you down after a while.
At 3 a.m, Claire and the night team take a rest in one of the bedrooms provided on site.
So we've got a little tiny bedroom for vets and a separate bedroom for the nurses. You know, working nights, even if you've had a sleep during the day, your whole body is telling you, you know, it's 3 a.m, what are you doing?
At 6 o'clock, full examinations and medication are given to all the patients.
And then come 8 o'clock, when all that's done, we'll hand over to the day team and I'll go home and get some sleep. So that'll be nice.
I went back to visit the next night and get an update on all the patients. The good news was that Maddie, the border cross collie, was reunited with her owners and was allowed to go home. Marmaduke, the cheeky cat who chewed his drip, had a successful operation and spent one more night at the hospital before going home. But sadly, it wasn't good news for the elderly Jack Russell. The team managed to stabilise her enough to clean her wounds, but her age made recovery a difficult one, and she was eventually put to sleep.